Welcome to another quarantine edition of I Can Ship It. I'm Annette.
I'm Ashley.
And Ashley's introducing me to a new game today. It's called One's Gotta Go. I'm sure some of you have played it. You know, we need some funny games, especially with the hell that we're all in now. I mean, actually, it's not. I mean, we're just confined to home. It's not terrible. It could be worse. At least we're able to converse like this. But, Ashley, I do miss traveling. Oh, my God. We miss cons. We miss seeing folks.
No. Yeah,
that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, well, like, because, you know, we only get to see each other once a year, maybe twice if it happens, but which we would have actually might have been able to see each other twice, because when you go to Disneyland, like, before everything happened,
you were coming.
Do it. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, shit, I have the day. I might as well just go. So, that it was a possibility. Like, I was about 95% sure I was going to go. So, I was like, and I had a car I could drive. I got my new car, so I could drive.
Girl, I had your ticket covered because Murphy had me too set, so.
Yeah, so I was like, dang it. So, we would have seen each other twice this year, and then Rona happened, and that got the kibosh put on it real quick. Out of everything that's going on, you know, I'm not sick, thank the Lord, I'm not sick or anything like that.
I'm not sick, family's not sick.
Yeah, you know, everybody's doing okay, so I'm very thankful for that, but I do miss traveling. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna follow the rules, like I ain't
going,
but I do miss being able to travel and do kind of the things that I know, which I don't really do a lot, but like, just the little things, you know, you don't really think about, it's just kind of part of your routine, and then of course the big things, which is travel, like, I had three trips, technically, yeah, because that was March. Three trips in April, and then LA in March. So I would have four trips within a span of a month, and nothing. Well, the only trip to take is from my couch to my desk to my bed, and then just kind of rotate it around. Like, that's basically.
Well, I would have seen you, like you said, we'd have seen each other twice, and then I had more time off in April after I came back because of my niece, Presley, for her birthday. And we were going to go, we had an adventure to go hiking for the day, and all the damn parks were closed in April, so that didn't happen. And she said, Ned, she told me yesterday, she's like, Ned, I really missed my adventures. I was like, we'll get them back. We'll get them back.
Yeah. It's so, like, I mean, just little, because, like, you know, I only live 4 hours from Vegas, so. You know, like, our little adventures are usually to, like, Vegas for, you know, 48 hours, 24 hours, or drive to San Diego, or drive to L.A., or, you know, something just to kind of get out of the city and just kind of, you know, do something new that we haven't done in the city before, or whatever. Just little things like that, like, I miss. Like, I'm not a partier, I'm not a big drinker, so, you know, bars and nightclubs and that kind of stuff, it's not my thing anymore, you know, I'm older, so it's not really a, you know, a thing that
jam.
I
do
anymore. Yeah. Shut up, Annette.
Hey, look, everybody, it doesn't matter how old you get, everybody has a little party night, okay?
Yeah.
It just happens.
So, you know, so there's, mine's usually like once a year. So, it's just like, well, that wasn't really something that I missed. I do miss going out to eat, though, because, like, that's what I looked forward to on Fridays. Like, I'd work all. And then be like, hey, what you want to do this weekend? Oh, I don't really have any plans. All right, well, where are we going to go eat? So we would reward ourselves for the week, me and my sister, and go to dinner somewhere. And, you know, now it's just takeout. And I got to go pick up groceries at 6 o'clock today.
Well, I mean, that was, you miss going out. I miss going out to eat. But my thing is damn movies. To be honest with you, like, there was a question on Twitter today. And it said, what was the last movie you saw in an actual theater? Now, you know me, like, I go to the movies, like, every Friday, pretty much, unless there's something I have obligated to do, I'm usually at the movies every Friday, that's my wind down, and I was like, oh my God, and I thought, was it Birds of Prey, and then I was like, no, I think I saw Portrait of a Lady on Fire after that, so I went back in my, you know, my app to see, and yeah, so I saw Portrait of a Lady on Fire on February 21st, and that's the last movie I've seen.
Like, in the summer, like, that's when I live in the movie theater. So, because it's too hot here to do anything else. Movies. So, in the summer, because we had Black Widow was coming out, Mulan,
oh my God.
Like, all this stuff
Black Widow,
out.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman,
exactly. Like, all
we should be a month away from Wonder Woman, but we're not.
Coming out in the summer, and now it's just like, I mean, and even if they open the theater, like, it's going to take me a while.
Before, I ain't going. Disney World is not open yet. I ain't going.
So what Annette's talking about is her and my sister, apparently, I just found this out this week, have been using the Disney company as a way to determine the CDC. Severity of the disease, and that's their CDC. And I heard my sister say this weeks ago about Disneyland and Disney World. She's like, if they close that, it's legit. And I was like, Adrian, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, why? And she's like, no, think about it. Which, and then I thought about it. I was like, because they usually stay open during hurricanes and earthquakes and that stuff. So it makes sense thinking about it. But, like, she said that weeks ago. And she literally said that the week before they closed Disneyland. And I was like, aw, they ain't going to close. You know, it's not that bad. Like, and then, boom, the next week they closed it. I was like, oh, shit, she was right. And then this week I was talking to Annette. And she was like, yeah, man. She's like, Disneyland is my CDC, so as soon as they open up, I know everything's good to go, but until then, I ain't doing nothing. And I was like, oh my god, you're the second person I've heard to say that. And I was like, it's scary, like, that. And Annette and my sister have never spoken,
never.
Just FYI. They have never spoken. They don't love each other.
Never seen each other, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. So it's like, oh god, like, I guess apparently similar minds, man, but... Yeah, it's just the little things you miss during quarantine. I've been cooped up in my house since March 17th. So it'll be 60 days on May 17th that I have been home 100% of the time, you know, barring some family stuff I had to take care of. But, yeah, I try to find projects, give myself projects to do, because if I don't, then you go a little stir crazy. So,
I bought gardening set. Like, I got my own wheelbarrow. I've got shovels. I've dug out all of my old flower beds. They weren't mine. They were my grandmother's, you know, and they've been coming up for years. So I was like, I'm going to dig this out. And so I've got tomatoes. I've got some cucumbers. I got some squash. Like, I'm like, you know what? My ass is home. I can take care of a garden now. So yeah. I'm using Granny's old flower beds.
Yeah. I mean, I tried doing the workout thing, but I was like, let's be honest. I'm too damn lazy for this. So... I just stopped. I did one workout, and that workout, shout out to Emma Ryan, Von Ryan, who tried to kill me, literally, with the workout that she assigned me. So, I was like, yeah, fuck that. I am just going
to... You were over that shit.
Yes. I was like, I'm going to be a little bit more cognizant of what I'm eating and, you know, not quarantine snack as much as I have been. So that's kind of my nature. And it helps. There's no food in my house. So, but yeah, so I've been giving myself projects. Like, I started writing fan fiction. What else have I done? I don't even know. I done lost count. I did some stuff around the house. You know, took care of my car, keep my car clean, and, you know, taking my dogs to just, we'll just get in the car and just drive. We don't even go anywhere. It's just driving the car.
I do it too. I just get in, put me on, well, if it's not storming here, I mean, I'm in Tennessee, for those that don't know, and we've had, we had a tornado that came through horribly in March.
Yeah.
Literally before, you know, right before I left for Hawaii. And then Corona hits. And then we've had storm after storm after storm. And then this week, another storm. We didn't have a tornado. They called it a derecho? D-R-E? I don't know. I was like, I've never heard this term in my life. It was like 60 miles an hour winds. It toppled trees. We got a big one down. I'll have to send you a picture of that. But there's a huge one down. I was like, I'm going to have to wait till the boys show up because the little sawzall I got ain't going to work on that. So me and my dad were out there cutting up trees and hauling that shit off.
Yeah, it's just hot here. The advantage of living in Arizona, we don't have weather anomalies. It's just hot. It's May. It's over 100 degrees. It's May. Today's Thursday. Like, that's just every day.
We're gonna freeze tomorrow night.
Like, I heard about that.
And then, like, the Northeast and all, they're getting...
They're getting hit,
snowstorm.
They're getting snowstorm.
It's fucking insane, y'all.
That's the one thing I don't miss about living in Colorado is the random, like, snowstorms, because the last year we lived in Colorado, it was 2016, we got snow, like, June 1st, which is insane. And I was like, yep, time to go. I missed Colorado. thing I don't miss is the random, like, it's supposed to be spring. It's supposed to be summer and it's snowing. Like, that is garbage. Arizona is consistent, alright? You got great weather up until really and truly the last week of April, and then it's on. From April, the last week of April, until really and truly the last week of October, kind of into November. And the second week of November, it's drastically cooling, so it's nice outside, and then you got good weather until April again. So, but it's consistent, alright? This freezing, heating, tornadoes with water, apparently what a trencho is, tornadoes, all that stuff. I left that in the past when I lived in that part of the country, and I don't miss it. So, more power to you, the ones that have to deal with it, because I'd rather be hot and not have to deal with it than anything else. But anyway, so, all right, so we are playing a game today, and one's got to go, like Annette said, if you've ever played, it's a lot of fun. If you haven't played, you should try it, especially now that you have nothing to do. So, basically the rule of the game is you pick, really, truly, you pick anything, but it kind of, you kind of want it to be related. So, perfect example you use a lot, and they kind of explained with Annette, was comedians. So, you know, we did black comedians, and it was Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. And you have to pick which one of those you would get rid of. So you're getting rid of their entire body of work. So if you said Martin Lawrence, that's Martin, that's, Big Mama's House, that's, you know, Bad Boys, essentially. You know, that's what you're getting rid of. If you did Will Smith, Fresh Prince, you know, Hitch, anything that he's ever done is gone. And then, but the caveat to that is if you said Richard Pryor, which a lot of people may or may not know who that is, Richard Pryor is basically the father of black comedy. So if you get rid of him, you essentially get rid of all three of the people that are in the group with them. So you really can't get rid of him. So you have to kind of think about what your choice is going to be and what you're willing to sacrifice. Because in that particular list, I said I had to get rid of Will Smith. Even though I love Fresh Prince so much, Martin is like, you literally show, like from season one up until I think season 4 or 5, when it ended, is funny. Fresh Prince, to me, the first 3 seasons are the best seasons, and then it kind of, it's all right.
When they switched so okay. They took me out.
Exactly, yeah. 3. Basically, at the end of season 3, you're done. So, yeah. So, I was like, Will Smith, I can get rid of him, because I can live with not having Fresh Prince, even though I love that show. So, that's basically the rules of the game. It's just like, what are you willing to sacrifice? Who are you willing to sacrifice and never have any of their work or anything? And we're kind of doing ours a little different. We're doing a mix of characters and TV shows. So in this particular scenario, that means you're getting rid of their character. So anything you liked about their character, not so much their show, but their character, whether that's you killed them off or they just don't exist, that is basically it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I got some doozies for Annette. I'm so excited because I know it's going to be so hard for her to make a decision on some of the ones that I did. And now that she knows the rules of the game, really and truly, we're going to play again.
Mine are all actresses. I didn't do characters or shows, but I got you next time. I mean, the one I'm saving for last really is a show against a show. But you just wait. You're going to hate me.
I'm like thinking to myself, because I'm like, all right, how well do I know you? Because I'm like, cause I put wrestling on that list, and I was like, if she was really a bitch, she'd have done one just group of wrestlers.
Oh, so I had one started that was like Sasha, Lita, and then I was like, Paige, even though I know you don't really like Paige, but Paige is the one kind of ushered in the women's movement. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know, I might save that for later.
honestly, if you wanted to make it difficult, Sasha, Lita, Trish. Sasha, Lita, Trish. Ooh. And, Sasha, Lita, Trish, and Bailey. That would have made a difference.
Girl, you are on a Bailey kick right now.
look at the shirt. that really would have gotten me. Like, no joke.
Well, I had Sasha and Lita out there, and I was like, I don't know who else put out there.
Yeah, that would have got me. But, Now you know. So now, I mean, and like I said, in this case, you know, actress is fine. It's just, it has to be within. We basically, what we did was we each gave each other a list of TV shows, and it's only TV shows. TV shows that we have watched. You know, some of them are favorites, some of them we just watched because of whatever, but we liked characters from the show, whatever it is. But it's a list of, you know, I think it was like, God, I think it was like 70 of them.
Yeah.
50 to 70 on
And that ain't even all of them, because it's famous all lifetime.
Yeah, and we even forgot stuff, which I'm kind of glad I forgot one of them, because I already know you're evil, and you would have put Battlestar Galactica and Lucifer and Van Helsing and I gotta think of another one. I don't know, Chuck, for Trisha Helfer. Yeah, that would have been a difficult one. I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna give you too many ideas the next time we do this.
Now that I actually know how to play and not just four, I got you. You just play. Yeah.
So, you know, but we're gonna see, and we'll see how the dice are rolled, how the cookie crumbles, and how you choose. Because, like I said, if you make the choice, they're gone. In this scenario, they are gone. They are wiped from existence.
That's it. Nothing.
That's it. It's a wrap. They don't exist anymore. Their character is dead and officially confirmed dead. Because you don't need to see a body.
I was going to say, we're seeing the body, right?
They're officially dead. Seeing the body go into the ground, actually seeing the person die, or just not existing at all. That is the choice that you make. So, with that being said, alright, I'm gonna let you go first. Just cause I'm gonna warm you up. So.
Okay.
Alright, go ahead and hit me with your first one. What you got for me?
Alright, so my first one. We've got Amy Acker. And so that, you know, that, we've got Angel, we've got Person of Interest.
Well, we know.
We got them all. So we got Lana Parrilla. That's your queen.
You fucking suck. So bad, dude.
I ain't done.
I knew, you know what's funny? I could feel it in my bones. I was like, she's gonna put like either Lana with Sarah, or she's gonna do Lana and Amy. I knew you
were. You heard the like, third. You heard the third one. There's four in the group.
I know. I fucking knew it. Continue.
So we've got Acker, Lana, Katrina, Law.
You fucking stop.
And then we've got Nicole de Silva, which is Frankie from Wentworth.
I know. Yeah, I know. I fucking know. All right. So Lana, Nicole, Katrina, and Amy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we all know I'm not getting rid of Amy. That's not happening. So that's out. We're not getting rid of Lana. We all know that ain't going to happen either. So that's out. So it's really and truly between Frankie and, Katrina. Dang it. Damn
Nissa,
you.
Nissa.
Damn you.
Good old Spartacus.
That's Spartacus, too. You suck. Okay. All right. I got to go with Frankie. And the reason why.
Favorite shows.
Wentworth is one of my favorite shows. The reason why I'm going with Frankie is because really and truly my favorite character from that show is Danielle McCormick, who played B. B. Smith was my all-time favorite character on the show. Frankie was a close second, but B. Smith was my favorite. So I'm going to have to go with Frankie because I can't get rid of Nissa. I can't. I mean, heir to the demon, man. You can't do it. I can't do it. And like I said, the other two, that wasn't even a choice. Even though I know for a fact you were going to throw Sarah in there. I know you were. So you texted me.
Sarah was in there. Sarah has been in there. And I was like, oh, I got to look. And I was like, that is rude, Ned. That is rude. So I moved her somewhere else.
I'm not as nice as you are. So, all right. Yeah. Frankie's got to go. All right. So apparently in my world, Frankie from Wentworth is no more, alas. And that kind of hurts my heart. Alright, so, because I've played this before, and I have a lot of time on my hands, I even gave titles to the categories that I have.
Okay.
So, in this first one, we have, I'm gonna start easy, I'm gonna ease the net into this one.
Oh, okay.
I got some pretty good doozies on here. We're gonna go, I titled this one, Your Childhood. Alright?
Oh god.
One's gotta go. Wonder Woman. She-Ra. Punky Brewster. The Lone Ranger.
All right, She-Ra and Wonder Woman are safe. Though my warrior women are safe. And I know probably the, you know, feminist thing to do would be to pick Punky, but y'all don't really understand how much I love the Lone Ranger. Like, that was my Saturday morning. I'd watch these old westerns with my granddad, so Punky's gone.
Punky's gone. Lamoon Fry, you're getting rid of the Lamoon Fry, huh?
Yeah, and I love her, and that means no Punky reboot that's coming.
Yeah.
I mean,
Punky is gone.
Punky's out.
All right.
RIP, girl.
All right, what you got for your second one?
Okay, so this next one, I went with some leading ladies in your life. Okay. So we did Katie Lotz, which is Sarah Lance, Legends. Okay. We've got Anna Silk, which is Bo, from wonderful, wonderful Lost Girl.
Great show.
And then we've got Melanie Sprofano, Winona Earp herself. And then we got OG here, X-Files, Gillian Anderson.
Oh. Yeah, for somebody who's never played this before, it's actually doing pretty good. Okay, so Winona, Sarah, Scully, and who was the last one?
Bo.
Bo.
Also, that's a Winona Earp tie-in for you.
Technically, no, because Bo was not introduced. The woman who plays Bo was introduced.
Oh.
Okay. ooh. Alright, I'm not getting rid of Sarah. I saw her forever, so that's not happening. and Legends is great.
It really is. You know, I've watched it a lot today.
Yeah, I know. Well, and then too, I mean, Sarah, like, even before Legends was even thought of, when she was on Arrow, she's the original Black Canary on Arrow, she was a badass. You know, barring the bullshit with Oliver, but other than that, she was a badass. So, I mean, she was a badass, so that's, yeah. So Sarah's safe. Winona is obviously safe.
For like, sure.
It's kind of scary how much we think alike. Bo, and then who? Oh, it's Scully. I mean, Scully. I probably, out of Lost Girl and X-Files, I probably watch X-Files more on the regular than I do Lost Girl. Mm-hmm. Even though I love Lost Girl. I think Lost Girl is a great show. I'm gonna have to get rid of Bo. Bo's gotta go.
I knew that. Bo gotta go.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get rid of Scully. You literally cannot.
I know,
get
you
rid-
can't. That's why I was like, I can't
between,
do that.
Between Xena and Scully, those are really two of the only, like, badass females on TV when I was a kid. Like, mm-hmm. that weren't cartoon characters. Like, really and truly. Those are the only two female, like, leading type people. I mean, technically, David Duchovny was the lead, but let's be real. Gillian Anderson ruled that show.
Come on.
Yeah. So, that's childhood right there. So the X-Files definitely, I freaking love the X-Files. Last season was terrible, but, and there's so much they could have done with the last season that happened in the last, what, 2-3 years ago, something like that. There's so much they could have done with how they did it. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it. How they ended this, like, they got to, like, season 12 or something like that. How they ended season 11 was, basically the aliens, you remember how for years they've been talking about the aliens are gonna come and colonize the planet, take over the government, they were fighting, the government was fighting the aliens and all that stuff. Well, at the end of season 11, or whatever, the prior season before the last season, they actually set it up to where the invasion was happening. And what they did, which, oh my god, I just thought about this just now. What they did was, it was a virus. Like, they talked about black oil back in the day, but in this different type of black oil, it was a virus that was infecting people at a high rate. Almost like what's going on today. Like, it's crazy.
There's a reason that there's all these pandemic movies out there. Come on.
Yeah. But, anyway, so they did a pandemic, and the pandemic was just dropping people left and right. And how it ends, the last episode of the season, how it ends, Scully realizes that Mulder's been infected, And so she's like running down this like bridge with the Washington Monument behind her and like all the DC type things. She's like running down this bridge trying to find Mulder, and she gets to Mulder's car and he's like hanging out of his car like half dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cuts out. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was the perfect setup, because they could have done like apocalyptic, like what would you have done? Because for years, with the X-Files, it was always, oh, they're coming.
Yeah, there was
coming,
always a rumor of comeback, there was a reboot.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's forever.
Exactly, the aliens are coming, and then, bam, you have season 12, the aliens are actually here, and they decided not to do that. They decided that, oh, JK, it was all a dream. And, completely different.
Who shot JR on us?
Yeah, which I will say though, there was that one episode. Did you see the last season of X Files?
I'm pretty sure.
Very last. You see the thing with the robot? With the robot doll?
I did.
So there's this episode.
We watch a lot of TV, so I can't remember them all. But
there's this really good episode. Of season 12 that talks about technology. It really looks like something from Black Mirror. So,
I love Black Mirror.
Yeah, I do too. The whole episode is silent. You hear sounds, but Mulder and Scully do not speak the whole episode except for the very last, like, 3 seconds in the show. You finally hear them speak. And it's basically, it talks about, you know, our dependence on technology. And it reminds me of an episode of Black Mirror. It's just not as intense as Black Mirror, but it's actually still really good. So they had like one good episode in season 12. That was it, but the rest of it was trash. So, but I mean, even though the last 3 seasons of the show was terrible, it's still very dear to my heart. And Scully, like I said, I mean, that was really the only, her and Xena, maybe like a couple other people, I don't know, 7 of 9, I guess, was probably, at least when I was growing up, was a real strong, like, kind of sci-fi chicks on TV that you could kind of relate to as far as, you know, something to look up to.
Right.
Your strength, courage, and all that stuff growing up. So, yeah, good. I mean, like I said, for somebody who ain't never played this.
All right.
So, in the spirit of the same kind of area, I call this one Hot Mess Heroes.
Oh, boy. Right.
Sarah Lance, Winona Earp, Jordan Cavanaugh, Andy McNally.
Oh, God almighty.
I wish you guys could see her face right now. It's red as hell.
Yeah, you came for me. Like, you literally, you came for me.
Oh, and it's just getting better. I told you, I was coming for your throat.
Oh man, I'm thinking of all the shows. So, I mean, Sarah, we got Legends. Andy was fucking Rookie Blue, which, let's face it, I watched for Andy. And you know.
And I wanna throw this out just because I think I know who you're gonna pick. Mm-hmm. If you decide to get rid of Sarah, remember she was on Supergirl as well. So you're not gonna have Mary hookup. So I'm gonna throw that little piece out for you too.
Well,
to make your decision.
So, Sarah, Andy,
Lance,
Jordan, and who's the other?
Sarah, Winona, Jordan.
Winona. Christ almighty.
Yep. Because, like, see, I said,
if I did...
Sarah, that's 3 ships right there.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Sarah Lance is safe. And I'll tell you why Sarah Lance is safe. Because if I ain't got Sarah Lance, I don't got Legends at all.
It's true.
And I am not giving up Zari and Charlie, okay? Zari is bae for me right now, okay?
Into the most recent episode.
No, I ended up with meetings at 2 and 3 this afternoon, so I missed that. So Sarah is safe for Zari alone, okay? And I really do like Sarah and Alex hookup. I love it. Okay.
It's Lance and Nassara. If you get rid of her, you get rid of those two. So.
Yeah.
There's 3 ships of the person alone.
Oh boy. And so. I can't get rid of Winona. Like, I just can't. I mean.
Oh, I can't. I understand. Trust me.
And then it, It ain't got nothing to do with Way Hot. It's for Wynonna only. Like,
same.
I mean, she's just it. So you really, really are pulling at my heart here with Jordan and Andy because
I know.
Jill Hennessy, who is Jordan, was love of my life for many years, and
I know
still is quite there.
I know.
And then along came Missy Pegram, which is Andy, and you know, Stick It. Oh Jesus, Stick It.
Now that we've come to that, I was going to do one with, if we did movies, I was really going to do nothing but Missy Pegram as one of that. I was like, that is evil at its finest. And I was like, she better be so thankful we didn't do movies. Because if I had done that, I'm pretty sure you'd have thrown in the towel at that one.
Like, I'm going to tell you something, and Natalie's the only one that heard this because I talked to Natalie yesterday or the day before, and we actually had a conversation about Tala, who plays Zari on Legends, and Missy, you know, from who is Andy. And I told Nat, I said, I'm about to say some words I don't think I've ever thought I'd say, but I said, I feel like Tala's about to move Missy out of the number one slot.
What? Oh, shoot.
So,
wow. I cannot believe you're about to, I think you're about to do. Wow.
Yeah, because here's the thing for me. If I have to lose Jordan, which is essentially Jill Hennessy, then I've got Law and Order's going. I mean, Law and Order, okay? I've lost Chutney Popcorn. Don't get me wrong, Komodo could go down the drain. I've got City on a Hill's going to be out, so there's even Sarah content. Don't have her music. There's less for me to lose with Missy other than just my lust. Okay, it's just my lust for her. Because let's face it, there was Rookie Blue, which was really the only great show she had for me. And then there's Stick It. Not much else because FBI kind of bores me. So Andy McNally's gone.
Andy's gone. Wow. You know what? I thought for sure out of that entire group you'd have picked Sarah until I started talking to you just now about this whole thing, and I was like, nah, that's three ships right there, and like I didn't even think about the Zarley connection. So I really thought you were gonna pick Sarah Lance. I really, truly thought that that's where you were gonna go, because I remember the conversations we had about Andy. So I was like, okay. Was hard though. Like I said, because I read your pieces.
Yeah, it was hard for me. I had to sit here and name off reasons. It was like the body of work with the other three was bigger. I lost more if I lost one of the others.
That's fair. Trust me, I get it. I understand because you tried to put Lana and Amy in the same category. All right, what you got, dude?
Okay, you go. I think I might know where this was going to go, but you could throw me on this.
Okay.
So, we have got Tatiana Maslany.
Okay.
All right. We've got Sandra Oh.
Okay.
We've got Jennifer Beals.
Okay.
And we have Sarah Shahi.
That's easy.
Really?
That's easy. Who do you think I'm going to... I'm just curious. Who do you think I'm going to pick?
I figured you'd pick Sandra. But yes. I thought you might stump me with Tatiana, because I wasn't sure of how strong that Killing Eve obsession was.
It's very strong, but Orphan Black is by far my all-time favorite shows. Like, I put something on Twitter the other day, yesterday, I think, because I'm doing a rewatch with a friend of ours, shout out to Jane, and I realized, I was like, this show should have gotten so many more awards, but it came out the same time Game of Thrones came out. Like, literally, I think Game of Thrones came out in, like, was it 20?
You know, I didn't Game of Thrones, and I just recently Orphan Black, so.
Yeah, well, it started in 2011, and I'm pretty sure Orphan Black started roughly around the same time, because because I didn't start watching it until season 2, and that was when I moved to Denver. So, you know, it came out around the same time, and everybody was on that Game of Thrones train, which I watched it too. I mean, Game of Thrones, so Game of Thrones was in its third season when Orphan Black showed up. So, yeah, so I get why it didn't get as many awards as it did, but really and truly, that show is so incredibly well written. It's so unique. Like, if you really can't, besides, really, truly, besides Game of Thrones, you can't really think of anything remotely, like, as unique of a story as, to me, as, mm-hmm. as from Black, just because of the way they set it up. I mean, in that first, spoiler alert, in that first episode, you're watching, you just see this woman walking, you know, on a train platform, you're like, alright, this is gonna start out real boring, like, you know, it's the first episode, nothing really ever happens in the first episode to grab you. You know, you need at least three to five episodes
yeah, to get used to
make
it.
A decision. Yeah, you know, and then bang, this woman walks in front of a train and she has the same face as the character you've been focusing on for the last 5 minutes. Like, by far one of the most surprising openings. Didn't see it coming, and I'm pretty good at you know, guessing what's gonna happen. Couldn't get it. No way in hell I could have guessed that. So, you know, Tatiana Maslany, and that chick is talented. Holy shit.
And like, if you haven't, still, I'm going to preach about it. I don't think you've listened to this book yet, have you? The continuation?
No, I haven't.
And her doing, like, we know she can do all the clones, but her reading, she does each of the characters. She's the only one reading, so she's the voice of course, all the clones, but she also does, like, Donnie's voice. She does Delphine. Like, she does Delphine. I mean, you wouldn't know that it was Tatiana doing it. You would think it was, Delphine herself, Evelyn Brochure. You would think so. You're like, oh my god, I had to go back and be like, is this just Tatiana doing it? It is. And it's pretty insane.
She is incredibly talented in that show, especially for somebody who nobody knew anything about. I mean, maybe if you're from Canada, you probably, you know more about her, but mm-hmm. in the States, I ain't never seen her in anything. Maybe as like a guest, not a guest star, but like an extra in, you know, I think I saw her in like a cop show one time. But like other than that, never saw her in anything that you knew her from in the right. United States, except for until this came out. And then just to see how incredibly talented she is to be able to play that many characters and the fact that you can't tell them apart. Like when I first watched the show, I didn't know that that actress didn't have a twin. Like, at least, yeah. I mean, I knew they weren't adult triplets. I figured at least they were a set of twins, you know, playing the different characters. I didn't know until a friend of mine told me, no, that is the same actress. That's one person.
One woman.
Playing four different people, and that was just four at the time. Playing four different people, and like the nuances and the, I mean, everything.
Every one of them was very distinctive. Like, you knew, even when she was, like when she was Cosima playing Allison. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't just play Allison. She played Cosima playing Allison. Like, it was just insane.
Yeah. Like, I watched, so, like I said, I'm doing that rewatch, and I watched, the episode where Allison has to pretend to be Sarah to go see, mm-hmm. Kira. And I never noticed it before. There, and like, you talk about how you have, you know, the clone, you have the actress playing the clone and of the clone playing the clone.
Mm-hmm.
Can see there's just a, and they're very small. Like, yeah. I mean, so tiny. Little things of Allison that are shown in Sarah in that portrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her, and it was eye movement. It wasn't anything else. It was eye movement. And it was such a typical Allison eye roll that, you know, if you've seen how Allison reacts and how she is, you know that's distinctive to Allison, but at that particular episode, we only knew a little bit about Allison. We hadn't really got
mm-hmm.
Allison just yet. But you, if you've seen the show before and you go back and look at it, you can see it. And I was just like, my mind was blown. I was like, holy shit, I never noticed that before. And I was like, that's a testament to her as an actress because it's like, holy cow, like, you, it's like, what parts of these characters are actually like you? Because she played them so well, which is insane that it's one person doing the whole thing. Like, it's crazy. And there's no way I could get rid of Orphan Black. Like, that show is phenomenal. Even if you don't like sci-fi. Like, sci-fi aside, just the fact that...
Because, you know, I came to sci-fi late. That's why I probably didn't watch it when it first aired. Because, honestly, like, Lost Girl is my gateway to sci-fi. I've said it many times. And then that kind of got me into Wynonna, and then I kind of went back and started watching some of this other stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great gateway into the sci-fi realm without it getting, like the cheesy sci-fi part.
Yeah, it's not Star Trek.
Yeah, let's associate cheese with sci-fi, which there's a lot of good sci-fi shows out there. It's just because it has such a stigma, it's hard for people to like...
Yeah, because I was one of those people, if you said sci-fi, I was like, I'm out.
I mean... And it makes sense. Funny enough, I got my dad, who, my dad is very much beat him up, shoot him up, that's pretty much all he will watch. Mm-hmm. But I got him to watch Battlestar Galactica, the remake of Battlestar Galactica, because I was like, Dad, trust me, you will like this. And we watched the miniseries movie that premiered before the show started, and he got into it. Because it's a new, like, there's a new take on it. It's not that cheesy, corny stuff that you're used to from yesteryear. Like, it's darker, it's grittier. There's more substance to it, and there's more reality based in the science. Because especially with the way technology is today, you know, it's a little bit more believable now versus, you know, 15 years ago. So, you know, we're a fantasy part of the sci-fi genre. But Orphan Black, man, I can never sing enough praises of that show. Like, by far, hands down, one of my top five favorite TV shows of all time. Like, it's not even a guess. But, yeah, well... That was a good one. I applaud you. You know, Sandra Oh. I do love me some Sandra Oh, but
I know. You look great. You love her crappy movies too.
Yeah. That one movie, I gotta remember the name of that movie, but there's a movie with Sandra Oh and Anne Heche. They literally beat the shit out of each other. Catfight, thank you. Catfight, the shit out of each other. It's actually pretty good. Like, don't watch the movie for substance, but just watch those two fight.
Watch it for the physicality.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. But who knew Sandra had hands? I knew. When I saw that in Killing Eve, I knew. I was like, yeah, you guys are surprised because you haven't seen Catfight. I'm not surprised that she has a few hands there. So, but yeah. So, okay. All right. Who do we got? Ooh. Trying to see which one. I'm going to save this one for last. I'm going to give you this one instead.
Okay.
I call this one the Battle of International Shows. So all of these shows, they are not produced in the United States. Okay. So, here we go. Rookie Blue. Wynonna Earp. Orphan Black. Killing Eve. Seriously, I really, if I wasn't looking a hot ass mess, I would totally just put this video up because.
Oh my god.
Face is serious. Y'all, she got hair in her face, her hands, her head is in her hands right now. Trying to make a decision. Told you, man. I'm coming for you. I'm
Wynonna. Killing Eve.
Yep.
Rookie Blue.
Yep.
And
Orphan Black.
Orphan Black. Oh. Wynonna and Killing Eve are safe. They are safe. They have to be safe. All right, I'm gonna just have to take Rookie Blue and Orphan Black down to my gaze.
Yep,
that's the only way I'm gonna be able to do this because I own seasons of Rookie Blue. I'm not going to lie.
And this is the thing. This is the show. This isn't the characters. So this is the actual show.
This
so
is, you this hear is the show. Show okay.
It's the whole thing. The whole kit and caboodle gone.
You know, I can live without Rookie Blue. Like, Gail Peck was a gift, but I can't live without Delphine from, so I got to have Orphan Black.
This was a lot of strategery involved in my planning here because so that's why I did my Hot Mess Heroes first. Cause like, if she gets rid of Andy, which I was really actually shocked you got rid of, but I kind of in the back of my mind, I thought you might do it. So if she gets rid of her, then Rookie Blue, she might get rid of Rookie Blue, and the only reason why is because of Delphine on Orphan Black. If Delphine was not on that show, I can tell you right now, Black would have been gone. Guarantee, even though I do love me some Felix, though. Felix.
Oh, I love him some Fee.
Love him some Fee. And Mrs. S, like, seriously, I put on Twitter yesterday, I was like, shout out to the moms like Mrs. S.
I'm telling you.
Mrs. S was amazing. To be honest with you, like, I watched Rookie Blue. There's really only, like, maybe four characters on there I actually liked. Not even four. I say three characters. So if I were to pick on that, I would get rid of Rookie Blue too, just because they're, to me, I didn't really connect with that show as much as I have the other one. So I get it. I do. I just thought it would be a nice little fun way to screw you up.
Like, I really did. I love Rookie Blue. Like, that was my, and I'll be honest with you. If Missy hadn't have been on it, I probably wouldn't have watched it. It would have been one of those things, oh, I'll see that or whatever. But yeah, it was a cop show, but it was actually a great cop show. And that's probably because it came out of Canada. I mean, let's face it. Canada gives us some good shit, people.
And Canada makes some pretty good TV. I recently discovered Canada. Canada's version of, like, Grey's Anatomy, but, like, with a twist. It's called Saving Hope. It's on Hulu. Oh,
Saving Hope is solid.
And so
I up in there too.
I mean, well, Canada has the same seven actors for everything. So I'm like, when I see other people on there, because like the lead guy is from Stargate SG-1, which I grew up watching. That was also filmed in Canada. Then the lead chick is Lois Lane from Smallville, which was also filmed in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then you got a chick from Degrassi is on there, Canada again. So you know, they got, what's his name, from Vampire Diaries, what is his name? Not Jeremiah. I can't think of his name, but, one of the old vampires from Vampire Diaries, one of Klaus's brothers, from the originals. He's on there. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that you recognize, so I'm kind of like, alright, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like this show. It's a little funky though. Like, it's Grey's Anatomy, but, like, one of the doctors can see, like, dead people, or, like, their souls or something like that. So it's a little weird, but, something to watch. I don't know if I'm 100% committed yet, but Canadian TV has yet to fail me, so we'll see, what happens, with that. But, yeah. So I'm glad I got to throw you a bit of a monkey wrench.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I put some
thought. You picked some shows that I love. That was it. Like, not just like, I love them.
Just in case you thought I wasn't listening when we talk, I do listen.
Well,
a lot of dome piece.
Yeah.
All right. What you got, man? What's your last one?
All right. So this one was very intentional. We can look at this two ways or all ways. So this turns out to kind of be, Xena versus Buffy situation.
You suck.
So, because we have got Sarah Michelle Gellar, we've got Buffy herself, we've got Lucy Lawless, Xena herself, then we have Eliza Dushku, good old Faith, and any guesses who that fourth one is?
Just go ahead. I already know.
It's Renee O'Connor. Yeah. Okay. But when I laughed when I did that one, because I was like, ooh, if she gets rid of any of them, one show's gone. I was like, so it's literally Buffy or Xena.
Oh, man. Like, one's childhood and one's teenage years. Like, that's...
And that's the thing. Like, these are the two roots. You always go back to these. Mm-hmm. Every time. These are your two.
I know. Damn, this is the blood. This is the one.
You're gonna hate me for this.
This is the dagger. This is truly the dagger. This could end a friendship right here. shit. Okay, so are we talking characters or are we talking actresses?
I'm talking actresses, Holmes.
You suck. Okay.
Because remember, all mine was done in the vein of actresses. So.
Man.
I mean, so it just boils it down to Buffy and Xena. It really does.
I'm trying to justify. I kind of have an idea, but at the same time, it's just like, why?
I wish they could see your face right now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't blush. You can't see blush on me, but you can kind of tell something's happening.
She is in a struggle, trust me. Head down.
Okay, so... I tell you, you can't get rid of Lucy Lawless, because it's Lucy Lawless. Like, done. Mm-hmm. So she's off, okay? Sarah Michelle Gellar is Buffy. Mm-hmm. And after seeing that video I saw yesterday...
we saw the part of the Cruel Intentions pilot TV show that never made it to air, and bless you that queer that posted that on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Buffy's Buffy. Like, I mean, that's, Buffy's an icon. Buffy and Xena are icons, so, like, I know I'm gonna get hit, I'm gonna get heat for this, I don't really care for Sarah Michelle Gellar that much, but I love Buffy. So, and that's it. Like, that's literally all I can, Buffy is the only show I can, or anything I can deal with, of hers. So Buff, I can't get rid of Buffy. So Sarah stays. Lucy and Sarah are staying. So it's really between Renee and Eliza. And fuck you, Annette, for this.
it's Gabrielle or Faye.
You suck so bad for this, dude. Like, okay, I gotta go Faith.
Faith? Oh,
I gotta go Faith. And like,
I didn't know if, I honestly did not see that coming. Cause I was like, oof. I mean, cause your Xena love is strong, and then, but Buffy is, every time, that goes back to OG, like, Buffy is your number one. I mean, I'm like, oof.
I mean, here's the thing. So, and the only reason why I'm doing it like this is because, again, it goes with childhood and teenage years. Like, Xena, even though I kind of was a preteen when I stumbled into Xena, but you can't have Xena without Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm. Like, just don't work.
It doesn't work. So, and I mean, and that's just overall across the show. Like, their relationship, their chemistry as actresses, and like, how that has such an effect on the overall arc of the show, it wouldn't be the same without the character. So, can't get rid of, like, Xena's safe. So, OG, Xena's safe. The reason why I had to get rid of Faith, and the only reason why.
She's pointing at me, by the way.
Besides the fact that I had no other choice, the only other reason why I'm saying Faith is because how dirty they did her in the show.
That's true. She took some shit.
Yeah, that is the only reason why. If they'd have treated her kind of like how Xena treated Gabrielle, this would have been even harder because I really wouldn't have known what to choose. Honest to goodness, I would not have known what to choose. But because of what they did, yeah, I'm looking at you, Joss Whedon. What
did he pointed you too, Joss.
They did to her in season 3. And then even into the last season, into the comics, because of how they treated her character, that is the only reason why I'm getting rid of her. Because I absolutely love Faith. I think she's
You got rid of Faith, but she deserved better.
Yes.
There you go.
I put Faith out of her misery, out of the kindness of my heart. That was some shit that they did on that show. And, yeah. Because, like, I mean, you guys know how I feel about it, so I won't even jump onto that soapbox. But you're a real piece of work, and there's a special place in hell for people like that. anyway, so, my last one. I'm going to call this one Characters of Sarah Shahi. You're welcome. Oh.
Because here's the thing. I've watched this.
I know.
Sarah Shahi is the... Her and Jill Hennessy are the two actresses I've watched everything they have been in. Oh, yeah. Everything.
That's why I did it. I know.
Oh.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kate Reed. Samin Shaw. Danny Reese. Carmen de la Pica Morales.
Carmen and Shaw are safe. So we are down to...
Danny and Kate.
Danny and Kate. I mean, Kate is from Fairly Legal, in case people don't know, and then Danny is from Life.
Which is really cool, which people didn't know.
They didn't know about it. I fucking love Life. And I'm going to tell you, this is actually, Kate's going to go. That was actually easier than you might think on that one, because I loved Danny so much, because Danny was a hot mess. Like, I mean, literal hot mess. Like, she was one of the first characters I kind of remember on TV. It was, you had Jordan Cavanaugh and you had Danny kind of, you know, around the same time. But they didn't conform to, like, the femininity of what a woman should be. It was just, like, they were people. And they got to do shit guys did. Like, Danny was, I mean, I remember it was about the first episode. It might have been the second, but it was close to the first because it's been a while since I've seen it. She was sleeping with a dude, and as soon as they got through, she's like, all right, you need to leave. Like, she fucked him and made him leave. I mean, and that was the first time I could remember just seeing that. Like, she was not into cuddling. She didn't have time for that. And, I mean, Danny, as you got into it, she had some problems. But, yeah. Danny, Shaw, and Carmen. Keeping those. I'm sorry, Kate. You gotta go.
Okay. Yeah. So, those are the plan list. I got another one for you. Off the top of the dome piece.
Off the top of the head. Okay.
Off the top of the head. And I want you to think of a couple because we're only at 57 minutes, so.
Okay.
Think a couple here. All right. We're going assassins.
Mm.
Root. Villanelle. Mazikeen. Scarlet from Van Helsing. I don't know what her last name is.
Scarlet Harker. Alright, Root's safe. Root is safe. Maze is safe. I gotta have Maze. You know I gotta have Maze.
Yeah. Maze too.
I can't believe what I'm about to do! Sorry, Scarlet. This is 0-3 today, dude.
Just not having a good day today. Like, at all. None of her shit got picked. None of her shit got picked today.
Well, let's face it. She does not have the best body of work. For me. It's not, I mean, I love her. That's why I love Rookie Blue so much, because she did, like, you actually get to see what she could do. She wasn't just a pretty face. She wasn't just hot. And sometimes I feel like they just throw her in there because everybody loved Rookie Blue so much, but they don't really give her substance. And it kind of annoys the shit out of me, to be honest with you. But, I mean, I love her. She just doesn't always get the best roles. Scarlet got to go.
Scarlet's got to go. Interesting.
Scarlet's got to go. Okay. So, gotta come up with one for you off the top of my head here.
Top of your head.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's do wrestling.
Okay, come on with it. What you got?
Sasha.
Okay.
You got Lita.
Okay.
Bailey.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to use the one you gave me earlier. Trish.
Oh, God. And see, this one is hard because, like, if you know wrestling, Lita and Trish, basically, without them, you wouldn't have Sasha or Bailey. So, this is actually kind of hard, because if you get rid of one of the OGs, you pretty much get rid of everybody. So, that leaves Sasha and Bailey.
Which are always together. They're a pair.
That's true. That's very true. I'm gonna be real sad when they finally divorce. I mean, it's coming. They've been hinting at it for a while. Like, I haven't watched the full show.
They were both heels, then they turned good. Yeah. They got heel. I mean, it's cyclical. It's okay. I mean,
it's wrestling. I mean, everybody's a bad guy.
It's a reconciliation.
Yeah, everybody's a good guy to bad guy at some point. I mean, hell, shit could change. Apparently they may be selling the WWE. Who knows? But we'll see. And I don't invest enough time to actually watch the show. I just kind of watch the women's. I don't really watch the men's stuff. There's only a handful of men's matches I'll watch. But
We pretty much just want to watch the females.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good wrestling. I mean, mm-hmm. everything else aside, it's really good. There's issues I have, but for the most part, it's really good. I mean, compared to what it used to be, it's amazing. And then the men's matches, the men, there's only like a handful of guys, that like I like.
The new dudes. And I'm, like, my dad watches it, so I'll come in and he'll be watching it, and I've sat and watched it with him. But I miss, like, Stone Cold and The Rock, those guys were superstars. Those were, like, that was, like, when I was really into it, when I watched it. And then, of course, like, you know, I grew up with Hogan and the Iron Sheik and the Ultimate Warrior, all this fun shit. And so now, it's kind of, I don't know, I guess John Cena would have been the last one for me that was, I like, as far as these go.
I honestly, I 100% agree with that. It's different in the sense of it's more athletic now than the whole package. Because you remember back in the day, you had to be able to get it done on the mic, and you had to be able to at least perform enough to get it done in the ring. Yeah. But if you were so charismatic on the mic, because like The Rock was not the best wrestler.
No, like, he was just a showman.
He didn't really have a lot in his arsenal, but he was so electric on the mic, and his character was so charismatic, and like, I mean, you just, anything he said, you were sucked in, how he sold the moves and all that stuff. Like, that's why The Rock was the way The Rock was, why he became as big as he did. Stone Cold, same thing. Like, I mean, they were decent wrestlers, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, they weren't, you know, botching moves and hurting people all the time. Like, they weren't doing that. Like, they were decent wrestlers, in my opinion. They were decent wrestlers. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, you know, compared to some of the other guys that may not have been in the spotlight because they couldn't get it done on the mic, that were really good wrestlers, different story. But now, it's more of they're super athletic. A lot of them are super athletic, but they're just not the Stone Colds, the Undertakers, the Rocks, the Triple H, all the, not those guys, the Hulk Hogan. They don't have that kind of stuff on the mic. But there's a few guys, one I recently discovered, his name is Aleister Black. Like, a lot of the ones that are coming up from, like, their developmental brand and stuff, who may be, like, mid-carders, they don't talk, they just kind of, just wrestle.
They just phenomenal. Do the wrestling.
Yeah, phenomenal wrestlers. Like, this Aleister Black dude, holy shit, he's amazing. So there's, you know, there's a handful of those guys, but there really isn't anybody who can compare to The Rock or, you know, the old school wrestling world, because like it's changed, because now it's like, you know, back in the day, the women, mind you, they really didn't cut a lot of promos and stuff, you know, back in the day, but they weren't nearly as athletic. Like, they looked great.
Well, that was, you know, back in the day, they were the managers, and they might have a fight, they would jump in to save the man or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, they, like, don't get me wrong, they were still talented women, but they weren't, if you were to take, you know, I would even say freaking, not so much Lita, I would say Trish in her prime, before she really got into wrestling. Trish Stratus, you were to take Trish in her prime and put her into the ring today with a majority of the women that wrestle today, there's no way she can hang with them. Like, I'll say it, there's no freaking way. But there was, I mean, it's different eras. I mean, she had different things that she had to, obstacles she had to overcome. And everything versus what the women have to do now. And like the women now, some of them have good mic skills. Like some of them can cut promos and make it believable. You know, some, and the majority of them are good in the ring. Like they hold their own. So, it is a different dynamic. And like I said, the men's matches, there's only like Aleister Black, Daniel Bryan. They're just the two I can think of off the top of my head that I would actually watch their matches today. Just because they have a lot of that old school, technical ability, and then the developmental brand for, WWE's, NXT, they have a lot of athletic, dudes over there that put on interesting matches. Like, cause you remember back in the day, you'd be like, you'd hold your breath, you saw a move, or like, oh my God, you know, that kind of thing. Exactly. Like, they have some of those now, but really and truly, it's just kind of like, because they're flipping all over the place now. It's not, it's not as intense as it was, you know, back when you were a kid. Mind you, I am an adult, so I know it's a little different, but even still, but some of these guys, they do put on those things. You're like, oh my God, like the dude's face is on the floor, like, you know, stuff like that. So it's different, and I mean, it's still entertaining, but I mean, that list you gave me, sorry, circling back.
Yeah, we got Trish, Sasha, Bailey, and then Lita.
I obviously can't give her to Lita. Trish, the only reason why she's staying is because she's an OG. But if we were to tweak this list, and if they were all on even keel, it's gotta be Bailey, even though I'm literally wearing a Bailey shirt right now, well, Boston Hook shirt, but it would be Bailey, because, I mean, Sasha, like, oh my god.
Sasha is her bae, okay? Sasha is.
Not even, that aside, that she can wrestle. Like,
she, and you literally have Sasha Saturdays, okay?
But that chick can wrestle, like, legit. I mean, Bailey's good too, don't get me wrong. But to me, Sasha's more entertaining, cause she's smaller. She's like 5'5". She probably wears a buck 10, you know, on her best day. Probably wears a buck 10. But just the way that she moves and, like, just the athleticism that she has is incredible. I mean, most of the women in there, I'm like, holy shit, they're amazing. But, Sasha Saturdays. But Bailey, man. Bailey, she's good. I love Bailey. I love me some Bailey, especially now, cause she's a heel now. And I find it interesting. I don't really like heroes. I've come to the conclusion. I'm not much of a heroes
fan. I think we did, for me, I think it was more like when we were kids, we liked the heroes. But then as we got older, like I did, cause I liked Hogan in the yellow. I did, when Hogan came back and he was the heel. I had such a hard time seeing him in the black and, you know, what was it?
NWO, man.
NWO, yeah. I was thinking NWO, and he's like, NWO, and I was like, no. I was so hurt by that. I was still watching it, dude, big time. And, it's helped me a little while, but now, yeah, I will pick an anti-hero more.
I feel like with the villains though, I would say they're more anti-heroes. You're right. They're more anti-heroes. They're the anti-heroes. I think they're just more relatable. I mean, because as an adult, you understand the world is not black and white. So, perfect example, which again, might piss people off, but, Killmonger from Black Panther.
Dude, I watched Black Panther yesterday.
Great movie. While he was a bad guy, he did make some sense. The way he was going about it was wrong. But
he told us the truth.
The truth that he told, I mean, it was legit. Like, it makes sense. So it's like, I kind of agree with what he's doing. I don't agree how he's doing it. But I agree with his stance on things. And so with anti-heroes, you know, a lot of times that's it. Like, they're just kind of going about it the wrong way. So it's not necessarily a good guy way. It's more of a bad guy way. But really and truly, they're doing the bad thing for a good reason. So it's kind of that gray, you know, in-between kind of thing. Because, like, I'm sitting here thinking of, like, all the TV shows and stuff that the list I sent you, and I'm like, okay, out of that list, the characters I like on there are considered either bad guys or they're anti-heroes. And it's just like,
If we look at just what we watched today, you've got Winona Earp. The last thing she wanted to do is be a fucking hero. And everything she does is messy. It's all for the greater good, but she don't want to do it. And then, Killing Eve, that's a whole other category.
Dude.
The whole reason you're watching it is for the darkness. That's the whole reason you're watching it, is because it's fun to see these two women, how they're so entangled, and both of them are going to make the wrong decisions every fucking time.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's just a psychotic thriller, and it's great.
Do make the right decision, like with Killing Eve, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen season 3, episode 3, you might want to stop listening.
Yeah, you go ahead and stop us right now.
Episode 4, my bad, episode 4. In that show, it's like the right thing. You know, usually we're taught the right thing, you're rewarded for doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that show, you're actually punished for doing
the right thing.
Because with Eve, you know, she's trying to make things right with her husband, and she goes to Poland, you know, which she should have, the moment she knew he was in Poland, you should have took off if you were trying to save your marriage.
Exactly. Anyway,
you know
my thoughts on that. She ain't really worried about Nico. That's her last thread that she could hold on to of sanity. Exactly. Because, honestly, the good thing would just be to leave the man alone.
Truth. But, you know, she goes to Poland to try to save her marriage, and then it's like, okay, she did this great, this good thing, right? You're like, all right.
She made the choice she should have made.
You know, she made the choice she should have made. She's done the right thing, you know. And then, bam, he gets killed.
So, like, you equate with,
you know, travesty or some trauma. You know, you're punished on this show for doing the right thing because, you know, you have that example.
Nico got himself away from it. Like, he should.
Yeah.
Nico shouldn't have even been a factor in it. But they're trying to drive a wedge between Villanelle and Eve, and then how can we do that? Let's make her think she killed her husband or had her husband killed. No. You're going to have some sense. That's another show that we can't even get into that right now. We'd be here all day.
Because there's a couple of examples where the characters in Killing Eve do the right thing, or, you know, the right thing,
mm-hmm.
and, like, Villanelle, perfect example, Villanelle shot Eve. You know, at first, obviously it was very manipulative, you know, but here's the thing, she could have left her. Remember, mm-hmm. Constantine gave her an out and was like, yo, here's a car, here's a map, here's some money and a gun, you know what to do, disappear. Get somewhere safe, you know, let everything cool off, you know, I'll find you, whatever. She could have done it.
But the right he told her to go without Eve.
Yeah. The right thing to do was to go get Eve. Because they are both, really and truly, they're both in the mess together. You know, but she could have left. So the right thing to do was to go get Eve. But she goes to get Eve, you know, all this chaos ensues, but then she ends up shooting her after everything.
Because Eve decides to get righteous.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's like that show, it's kind of like the show that's the opposite of the standard formula of if you do the right thing, then you're rewarded for doing the right thing. But in this particular scenario, it's the extreme. It's like, do the right thing, something very bad is going to happen to you or something.
Die, probably.
Right? Or to you or somebody you know. Something really bad is going to happen. So it's like, okay, well, make a decision. I don't know. I've just noticed that's kind of an observation I had doing this game. I was like, I really like a lot of the bad guys. Now that I come to think about it. Because, like, yeah, I think there was... Were there any heroes on any of the... I think it was, like, maybe two or three on...
That's debatable.
Yeah.
It honestly is debatable.
Yeah, so, this is a lot of fun. We definitely gonna have to do this again.
Yeah, dude, I enjoyed it.
Make it a little harder next time, cause it's fun. Like, especially when you get ones that are like really hard, you have to really, really think about it. It's fun because you're like, alright, what can I really just get rid of? Like, what is it like? And it's surprising. I'm really surprised we didn't have as much Lost Girl stuff in there as I thought we would. Because we watched a lot of Canadian stuff, dude. Like,
dude,
holy shit.
But I was really expecting something with Rachel on it. Rachel Scarston, who's Tamsin, Lost Girl. Fucking Alice. Batwoman. I know you don't like Batwoman, but my God.
I don't
like Batwoman. I like the other characters.
I like the rest of the show.
Batwoman is the worst part of it. Like, Ruby tries, but the others are just better. Like, they're more interesting to me than what Batwoman is. Probably because I'm so fucking tired of Batman in general, but I love Alice. I love Mary. I mean, I just love it. I love Luke. I love all the other side characters, tertiary characters there.
I mean, I guess maybe I'll give it, I don't know, I say that. I tried, like, the first episode, and it didn't even catch me in the first, like, 10 minutes. I was like, no.
Well, the single reason I watched it, if Rachel Scarston hadn't have been on it, I would not have watched it. Because I've been like, not for me. Even though, you know, Batwoman is a lesbian superhero, I'm just not gaga over Ruby Rose. I think she's sweet. I think she's fine. Just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, and then too, like, I'm really and truly, though, I don't really like the CW. Like, I like Legends. That's honestly,
we love Legends.
Legends is... That's it.
Like, well, you know, I quit watching Supergirl. I ain't watched it since the crisis, because once they, well, I did watch the 100th episode just to check in, because it was the 100th, you know. And then I was like, oh, because this last episode that aired on Sunday, Melissa directed, and I was like, nah, I'm just gonna let everybody else watch it, and then I'll watch the clips and I need to see. Yeah. Just tell me what I need to look at.
Like, Legends, when that show is eventually done, unless they come correct with something magnificent on that channel.
Yeah, Arrowverse is done for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything else, but I mean, hey, we could be wrong. Something amazing could be in the works, and we just don't know about it yet. You know, stranger things have happened. I will say, though, what I'm really missing right now is, A, Lucifer. Leslie Ann, I know you don't listen to the show, but if you did, please tell us when the first, because like, I think it's like first 8 episodes or something is going to be released.
Oh my God. Then they're going to come back. Yeah. But did you see that we might get another season?
Like, yeah, I did.
They got them all kind of set up. Like, they all agreed to do another season for Netflix, even after this is supposed to be final one.
Yeah. So, which is so sad that I discovered that show super late. But Lucifer, I need Lucifer. Dead to Me comes out tomorrow, which is kind of cool.
So look, and you know what? We have got rain 100% all day tomorrow. My ass is going to log on, and I'm going to work at 5 a.m. in the morning. So when I get done, the rest of my day, I'm going to be watching Dead to Me. Because I love that show, and you know I do.
Yeah, it's true. She really does love the show. I mean, I love it, too. It's a great show. Me and my sister, like, knocked it out in 2 days. So that's definitely on the docket for this weekend. And then Wynonna Earp, man. Rona hit us. And it's like, y'all ain't got at least, like, 3 episodes done?
Well, I mean, we're 2 years behind on this now.
I know. You would think I would be patient by now after the wait that we've had. But I'm just like, dude, because we're running out of TV. Like, we're about to go into the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing. Like, literally, there's, like, nothing besides the first 8 episodes of Lucifer, if they decide to release it this summer.
Right.
Because they were supposed to, last I heard, they were supposed to release at the end of May. But that may change because, you know, of the Rona and everything going on. So, that was the last I heard. And that was a while ago. So I'm just like, when are they going to drop that? But that's it. Like, there's no other shows.
We know how I miss my movies. I've been watching, like, these little random Netflix movies. Like, have you watched the half of it yet?
I have not.
Oh my God. That thing is... I've seen it 3 times at this point. It is so cute, and it's so, like... It's not, like, the typical teenage falling in love type thing. Like, matter of fact, they tell you at the beginning, this is a story where nobody gets what they want. But it ends up just being so sweet and so endearing, and it's still a happy ending. Like, it's just perfect. And, I watched this thing, and, alright, back to the CW. I love Nancy Drew. Like, honest to God, out of the Arrowverse realm, I watched Nancy Drew, loved the show, I've seen every episode of it. My favorite character on there is George. And she is the one that owns, like, the restaurant everybody works at. Super sarcastic, super smart, super flawed, like she's sleeping with a married man. And she just, like, you would know why I loved her if you watched it. So the girl that plays George on there plays Ellie in the half of it. I watched this fucking movie 3 times, and I still could not place where I knew Ellie from. And I was like, why do I not know her? I'm like, I know her. Why can't I place it? And I looked it up, and I was like, holy fuck, she's George. And you think, well, they shouldn't be that different. And I put a picture of George and Ellie side by side, and I still can't tell, because George is always, like, very form-fitting, very hot, very sexy. Ellie's just, like, this frumpy, like, Leah, I can't remember her last name, but anyway, Leah, the one that plays Ellie and George, like, she really just... She was one of those kind of chameleons into it, and I was like, holy shit. But the voice should have gave it away, but I was so into it as Ellie that I just never knew. I was like, holy shit. Girl, you did good. You know?
Yeah, I think, what have I been watching lately? Nothing really. Or like I said, I'm doing a rewatch of Orphan Black, which I just started yesterday, and I'm already in season two, episode one. What else are we watching? I'm doing a rewatch. Do you remember the show Greek? Came on ABC Family or Freeform?
Yeah, I did not watch that, but yeah.
Super good show, especially like if you've been to college. It's very relatable, for the most part. Even if you haven't been to school, it's still a really good show. So we've been watching that. And that's really it. I don't know. I'm like sitting here thinking, what do I do with my time?
I'm not gonna lie, all the days kind of blur together. And yeah. Of course I do, you know, of course I go and, you know, I've got my niece and we'll go for a walk or do whatever. But, when I'm watching TV, of course I've got like the movies for the half of it. Secret Love. Oh my God, that documentary. I could talk all day about that. Also Netflix. I actually watched Extraction on Netflix.
That movie was good. I saw that.
I like it. Some people was like, oh my God, it's so, I was like, bitch, I liked it. Of course, I like Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up.
Doesn't need a plot.
Yeah. And I was like, I liked it. Let's see, what else? Oh, I'm watching Grace and Frankie, which is hysterical. I know it's been out for a while, but it's pretty damn solid. And I'm still trying to get through The Walking Dead. You know, I think I'm somewhere in season three, I think. And, we're at that point where it's too gross for me. but I'm still hanging in there because. I still got Maggie and Michonne, so I'm still hanging in there. And Carol and Gerald still there. I've been there
for a while, dude.
Yeah. And, so, I mean, honestly, at least the characters that I like are not dead yet except for Glenn. So, I know, because I waited so long to watch it, I know that Glenn dies a horrific death later on in the seasons. I know Daryl, Carol, and Maggie are still breathing as of this moment.
yeah, the Glenn death, it's really really brutal. Like, I don't really get grossed out too much on stuff. But I was like, that's just not necessary. But, anyway, yeah, I don't know. What am I doing with my time? I work 8 hours a day and then, you know, I don't even play video games that long. So I don't even know what, like, where's the time going in the day? I really don't know.
It feels like, it was just March, but now it's fucking mid-April. I mean May. I don't even know what day it is. It's May. Like, I've been at home since March 16th, and here it is May 7th. I mean, damn. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to do something with my life. but everybody keeps talking about all these different shows and stuff they're watching, and I'm like, dude, I don't know. And then, like, here's my thing. I just recently finished rewatching Wentworth. I did, Locked Up or Vis-a-Vis. It's a Spanish, prison show. I did that. That's pretty much it. And I, you know, watch Killing Eve on Sundays. Motherland. Actually, I kind of stopped watching it.
I did stop watching it too.
Oh, you did too?
I did. I think I watched the first two episodes. I don't even know if I watched the third one and I was like, some people really love it, and that's great for them, but I'm like, I don't need to give it my time right now. I mean, it may turn out being great, but.
The last episode I saw, I think, was episode 3? No.
I saw the one where they went, they all got, like, leave or whatever and got to go into Salem. And they were doing
last one I saw was, they went to a wedding, and a lot of people got brutally murdered at the wedding. And then that's it. So I'm 2 or 3 episodes behind, like, the most current thing. But I kind of got bored with it. You know, sometimes teenage shows just really are for teenagers.
Yeah, they are.
I kind of got bored with it. And you know, hey, like I said, it's more geared towards teenagers, so I get it. I miss, Cloak and Dagger. That was my jam. I freaking love that show. I might need to do a rewatch of Cloak and Dagger. And let's see, Runaways, I knocked that out a while ago. yeah, I don't really, can't think of anything that I'm like, really and truly, oh, Xena. I recently did a Xena rewatch. Knocked that out. Commercials and all, which commercials suck, by the way. Golly, man. Cause like, I had to watch it on the app. So, mm-hmm. It was on Hulu for a long time. They took it off. And so I was like, well, I should probably just invest in just buying the seasons. And then I was like, they're like $20 digital. They're like $20 a season. Mm-hmm. 6 seasons. That's freaking $120. I was like, okay, I love me some Xena, don't get me wrong, but I ain't spending $120 on a show, especially since I don't really like all of the episodes. Like, right. Like, when I do a rewatch, depending on the show, I'll skip around. I'll skip around within the season. So, you know, season one, if I like episodes 4, 7, mm-hmm. 10, 22, then I'll watch 4, 7, 10, 22, and then go to the next season. So I skip around. So I'm like, I don't want to pay $120 for something I'm not going to watch all of the show for. And then they're like $1.99 or something per episode. So I'm like, well, I could just buy per episode, but I was like, and then even then it's still a lot of money. So I'm just like, because there's like seasons, you know, season four and five, I watch the whole season. And then season six, I watch the majority of the season, except for the last two episodes, which fuck you, Xena, for that bullshit. Yep. But anyway, so it's just like, it's not cost effective for me to, you know, spend that kind of money. So I didn't do that, but, yeah, Xena's the last thing that I did, but, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much an episode, guys. A lot of randomness. We just played a game and just
chit-chat.
I don't know, maybe we'll actually have some kind of real topic at some point, but Rona is kicking my ass. I cannot focus to save my life right now. So,
I don't think any of us can. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're listening to our podcast, you know, we don't really stick on topic anyway, so if you're still listening to us, clearly it's working. We're going to try to have some more stuff out. It's just a matter of scheduling and all that stuff, because even though we're home all day, there's still, you know, a lot of responsibilities that we both have, so it's kind of hard to do this thing without, you know, trying to plan and coordinate and everything like that. Plus, too, we have to have things to talk about. And, you know, we don't like to step on other people's toes. We try not to talk about the same exact things as other people. And, you know, and a lot of times some of their stuff is better than ours anyway, but yeah, like, there's this podcast.
I know what you're going to say.
Villanelle. Honestly, that is my favorite podcast but that's like my favorite podcast. That shit has me cracking up. Laughing, and I'm so sad.
Candace tweeted, she was like, I'm just leaving the studio because they were doing like a snack, you know, and their snacks are like 2 hours long.
Yeah. I mean, you guys think our episodes are long, which I really do try to cut this shit down. Their episodes are long, but it's fun. Like, you get an hour in and you don't even know you're an hour in. But it's fun, and they're fun to listen to, and, you know.
And it is strictly a Killing Eve. We don't have to deal with that fet nonsense, as Candace said.
Yeah. You see that tweet, you're like, it was Jane. Jane was like, some people are popping up in my timeline thinking Nico is still alive and he faked his death. And I put, why? Like, why would he fake his own death? Like, that doesn't make any kind of sense.
He faked nothing with the passport to the neck. I will tweet this. There was an edit, and Ashley says I'm wrong for this. Somebody did an edit, and I apologize. I don't know who it was. But they said Nico's death. They did a remix of it and said it to the song Cotton Eye Joe. The 8-second mark will take you out when it goes Cotton Eye. And he goes, and that pitch for it just ramped it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But, I'm, like, so sad that we didn't get to meet Lowell Villanelle at Eclexicon, which they announced the day that they canceled the con. And I was like, bitch, I didn't know they were coming. Mm-hmm. God damn it. I love that podcast, and more I think I'm soulmates with one of them, because holy shit, I think we're like the same person. it's great. If you haven't listened to Wolves Now, definitely give it a gander, because it's just, It's hilarious. It's very informative too. Like a lot of stuff that you might have thought or you didn't even think of. Mm-hmm. They've either read something or they even had the same thought or, you know, whatever, but it's very informative and it's an interesting perspective on the show. And they don't pull any punches. Like,
nope.
It's 100% real the whole time, which I really, truly enjoy because I have listened to some show podcasts and they, of different shows, and they don't, they like, I don't want to say they fake, but they fake. Like, they'll be on
just call it what it is.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh no, we hate it. It's just terrible. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh no, we love it. And it's like, okay, don't get me wrong. There's episodes you love and there's episodes you hate. Yeah. But like, doing this, just being two-faced, I don't, either you like it or you don't. And if you don't like it, don't.
You can turn it off.
Yeah, don't bash it.
Supergirl.
Wow. Yeah, don't bash it into oblivion, you know, because some people really do enjoy it, and you know, and it's I mean, my thing is like the ones that do that kind of shit, I usually turn their stuff off. There's been plenty of podcasts when you do your own podcast, you listen to a lot of podcasts, and you know, there's been plenty of the ones that I've listened to that have been really great, and then there's some that, you know, they start out great and then they just, I don't know what happened. It just took a hard left. And I was like, yo, your negativity is just kind of ruining everything for me. So I respect your opinion, but I'm out. Like, you're not going to get my listen, my votes, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But Willow Villanelle, I have a great appreciation for that dynamic duo because they're great. I don't know. I've listened to a lot of podcasts. Now that I think about it, I don't watch a lot of TV during quarantine. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts while I'm at work. And, you know, well, they'll now listen to all of their stuff. I'm a little behind, but listen to their stuff. I listen to, told you, big, stupid nerd, wrestling nerd, listen to some wrestling podcasts. And then I've also been watching documentaries. I've been watching, this thing called Dark Side of the Ring. That's
You told me about that. I haven't started that yet.
Yeah, that's really good. And they talk about, you know, different dark stories and tales of things that happened in the wrestling business and all that kind of stuff. So if you're a wrestling fan, it's actually very informative, and really interesting. But, yeah, so podcasts and documentaries, I've found what I've been spending my time on. That's what I've been spending my time on. But yeah, so yeah, this was just us hanging out, talking, you know, having some fun, playing some game, well, playing a game. But we plan on having some other stuff out, just to get us through the Rona. And I don't know, keep an eye out online, if you're con goers, they are doing a lot of virtual. So, I haven't decided which ones I'm going to do or what I'm going to do.
HomeCon, which is the one that Paul Amos and Rachel Scarston has put together. They did that first one. They're supposed to start announcing guests today, so May 7th. We're supposed to get our first guest.
Yeah, so I know they're doing one. I think Klexicon's doing the film festival. Mm-hmm. Or something. And then there's another one. QFX. Was it QFX? Yeah. Mm-hmm. QFX is doing online stuff. San Diego Comic-Con is doing some online stuff.
Comic-Con in Kansas City. Like, they just did one. They had Rachel Scarston. They just had her. That's how I found out about it. So, yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff to kind of, I mean, you don't get to meet and greet or whatever, but, I mean, you get to see them. They do some one-on-one things and all. And they've been raising money for charities, so it's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some stuff out there, you know, to, if you are jonesing for a con, there are some things that you can do. No, it's not the same, but, you know, for now, it's the best that we got. I remember this the other day, I had texted Annette. I was like, dude, I want to go to a con so bad. I went back and watched, like, panels from 2018 and 2019, Klexicon, and a couple panels from Phoenix Comic Con and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I miss cons so bad. But anyway, virtual cons, so, you know, if you Twitter, Instagram, whatever, I know there's a lot of information that's floating around out there. So, you know, give it a gander if that's what you want to do. But, yeah, that's going to do it. As always, you can find us on our Twitter and Anchor page. I can ship it. Or excuse me. Ha! My bad. It's been a while, guys.
It has. It's okay, girl.
You can find us on our socials and I can ship it on Instagram as well as Twitter. You know, our older podcast episodes on our Anchor page, anchor.fm/IcanShipPod. But that's all we got for today. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Annette.
And that's gonna do it. Check you later.
Bye. We'll be right back.